In case you're wondering, that's Murphy saying hi. I'm rubbing his ear, and he loves that, and he's moaning and panting and all kind of good stuff. Anyway, he just wanted to say hi. Maybe that's one of the best things to cheer someone up on a rough day or a weekend or whatever, is to have a moaning dog in his lap who just, well, he's not in my lap. His head's in my lap. He's a big dog, about 65 pounds. So, but he just loves the ear rubs. Oh, there we go. Yep, time to shake it out. I know. You're going to let me talk for a little bit? Okay, thank you, buddy. Hey, this is D, and welcome to Uneven. How you doing? A little different beginning there. I was getting ready to record and going to record my silence so I can do noise reduction on it and kind of keep the noises. And my dog keeps panting and moaning, so I decided I'm going to leave that in. And that's what we're going to use. So anyway, I wanted to record a short one. I'm going to try to keep this short. I've said that many times. I rarely succeed at it, but I've said it many times, and I'm going to try to keep this one short. And it's simply this. How do we keep our spirits up when things are looking down? And that's a struggle every one of us faces. It's a struggle with those with us of anxiety, and it's a struggle that has several different approaches. As you know, and maybe before on this podcast, I try to focus on a balance in life, and a balance of two approaches. One is, you know, accepting our problems and having sympathy for those, and compassion, and relating and talking about those things. I think that's a huge piece of it, of acknowledging that we are struggling, especially those of us struggling with anxiety or depression or those types of things. And I think the other half is, for lack of a better term, picking ourselves up by our bootstraps and you know, making some decisions and making some movement in the right direction to try to better our lives and do things. And I'm terrible at that sometimes. And I think a lot of us may struggle with that at times. Because it's hard. I mean, it's so much easier to say, hey, I'm hurting, this is not good, I just want sympathy, than it is to say, I'm hurting, this is not good, now I have to work hard to try to get things better. And I'm not one to pick one or the other. I think both are needed. I think we need to be understood. We need to be allowed to grieve. We need to be allowed to feel, allowed to have those darker times and emotions. And sometimes it's okay to just be down for a while, and we don't have to always fight that. That can be part of life. As long as it's not chronic, it's okay to be down sometimes and have those emotions and experience them. At the same time, when it does become chronic or lasts for too long, or it's really severely affecting our lives, we need to sometimes just make some hard choices and do the work and get ourselves better and lift ourselves up. And I think life is a balance of those things. I don't think life needs to be one or the other. It's usually both. That's why I'm this moderate, middle of the road, balanced guy, because I usually see both sides, and I get on my high horse on one side or the other sometimes, and have at times. But once I calm down and I look at things rationally, I see things usually fall into the middle of life, and I think that's important. So just really quickly here, regarding when we're down, this is where I've been last few days, and I wanted to talk on it, and just, plus when I talk to you, I start to feel better, so this is one of my go-to methods, but I think we all have them. And just really catching you up quick, my father-in-law went into the hospital I think Thursday, and it looks like maybe a cancer has returned, so things aren't good there. My wife's been up in their town visiting them for a while now, and so I was up there a couple times, and we're driving back and forth and just trying to help out as much as we can with them and what's going on. But that's really affecting both of us, especially my wife. And so I'm just trying to be supportive and do things as much as I can. And then at the same time, about 4 or 5 days ago, I started getting some nerve pain in my feet and ankles and legs and thighs, just and now kind of other parts of the body too. And my guess is it's neuropathy, and it's part of my benzo withdrawal complications, bind complications. But you never know. And with those of us who have those kinds of symptoms, we're always going to worst case scenario, because those of us with anxiety, that's what we do. That's what we do. So I'm thinking, oh my gosh, I have diabetes and it's diabetic nerve pain, or I have, something, whatever the worst thing is we can come up with, not that that's the worst thing, but whatever it is, that's what you have. And you start to fret, and then you start to think, okay, this is going to be how my body is. And I have, my pain is anywhere from where if somebody feels like somebody stuck a knife in my foot to tingling to just sharp or moderate pains. And it's, they're now jumping around. I thought at first it was a foot problem, but now it's jumping around my body. And for me, most likely the symptom, the situation is probably my benzo symptom, my neurological damage from benzos combined with long COVID. We came back, got sick a little while ago, coming back from Arizona, my wife and I did. And my guess is we got COVID again. And last time we had that, we struggled with it for a while, and it set off my symptoms. My guess is that's what's happening. But that's not the point of this. I just wanted to catch you up where I'm coming from. But it's easy to let those things, all those things, take you down. I mean, I've lost a lot of people lately, a lot in the last 3 years, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, plus my dog. So yeah, and it doesn't seem to, and sometimes it just seems like, seriously, you know, can you give me a break? Can you just back off for a little bit? And that's how I felt on Friday when things were happening. I was having trouble walking because of this nerve pain, and my father was in the hospital. My father-in-law was in the hospital, and I'm trying to just do everything I can to support my wife, because that's my number one goal right now, is to be there for her as much as she was there for me. And this is what we do for each other. And it's hard to keep your spirits up during that time. And I think many of you go through difficult times. You go through times when it's hard to see the end game. It's hard to see when things are going to turn better. It's hard to get out of that hole that we've dug ourselves into. It's hard to get past the depression. And sometimes we have to fall back on some standard tools. For me, sometimes I fall back on meditation, or I'm hopefully going to go back to yoga on Monday and try to get a meditative aspect of my life back that I'd let go. And I started about 3 days ago really trying to restrict my diet and do more of a low-carb diet, which I've done before and has been helpful, in case the sugar has been aggravating my symptoms, which it does sometimes. So I'm trying to suddenly just tackle these and do the hard work to get myself better. And sometimes it takes really difficulty, you know, real difficult times, really hard times to force us to make changes for the better. I am guilty of that. That is me. And I have to deal with that. So maybe this was just a reminder saying, hey, you're not living quite the life you should be living. You're not taking care of yourself the way you should be. So I'm going to send you a reminder. And that's another way of looking at it. For me, you know, I have some faith. Like I said before, I'm not a devoutly religious person in any way, shape, or form, but I have faith in what I think is a higher being. It's my own thing, and I take comfort in that, and I sometimes pray. I don't do it often, and I sometimes, you know, feel that things, that there's a message in this. Like, when I was coming off benzodiazepines, why am I one of those people that has really long, protracted symptoms that have carried on for years? And one of the comfort things I would tell myself is, it's so that I can help others who are going through this. And that by still being in it, I'm much more in tune with those who are still suffering. And there's truth in that. And now that I'm having the still ongoing anxiety, the anxiety's come back, you know, relatively strong last couple of years. And why am I dealing with that? And well, because I'm starting this new podcast, Uneven, and I need to understand and be more in tune with it. These are podcasts that are done from the trenches. And that's how I see Uneven and Benzo Free, is it's from the trenches. It's somebody who's gone through it, still in it, and gets it. And I'm hoping that's maybe something different that not a lot of people have covered as well. And I think with these mental health challenges, that's something to do. You know, I think it's a good way to approach it. But back to our topic, as you know, I do digress. But the topic here is, how do we lift ourselves up? And I think falling back on tools and techniques that we've developed, whether it be like meditation or yoga, exercise, I'm making sure I get out and get exercise, I'm eating better and improving my diet. Sometimes it's socializing, even if you don't want to, especially when you're really down and depressed, get yourself out and be around some people and start to socialize, and don't isolate yourself and just sit there in your misery. It's so easy to do, and I've done it so many times. Sometimes it's just getting busy, you know, take on some work and start to get, you know, the job done and just distract yourself with some work. And sometimes it's not distracting yourself and diving into the emotion and just feeling it and letting it out, like I've done on this podcast a few times, and just pouring that out. And then you get that nice release afterwards and that feeling of a little better. And I was thinking I might be having one of those in the next day or two, just to power through this. Is not to power through, that's the wrong term, but just to embrace it and then be able to move on. Or you just let your dog pant on your leg and moan as you rub his ears, and you stare at him right now, sitting there looking at me with this big grin on his face. Murphy has this grin that when he's looking at you and panting, he looks like he's smiling. He has that kind of a face, and it lifts my spirits a little bit. And having Murphy around, especially when my wife unavailable right now for a while, taking care of her parents, that's the main thing. And that's where, you know, this nerve pain is kind of freaking me out. Is it the sign of something worse? This is not comfortable. I don't want to have this, but I'm working past it. And I've had all kinds of different things from my experience with benzos, but this is not about me right now. This is the time to be strong. And that's what I'm really trying to do, is do everything I can. Yesterday I was taking care of the lawn most of the day and doing projects around the house. Today I'm going to clean up the house and do other things, just whatever I can. Last evening, yesterday, I went up and helped them move sofas up at her parents' house to help them get things set up for her dad, and back here. And sometimes you have to put things aside and take care of the problem. And sometimes that's a way of dealing too. Right now, this is not about me. This is my wife's father. This is about her and him and her mom and her family. And I need to be there for them. That's important. I need to be there for them and be reliable. So my conditions right now, as long as I can work through them, are not important right now. And sometimes we have to compartmentalize. Doesn't mean we push our emotions away and keep them locked up forever. We got to have those times when we can deal with them. And maybe I'll deal with it on my own here with nobody around, and that's not always that bad. Murphy will be around. He'll give me a hug. But that's okay. We have to do different things to get through dark times. And I know for many of you, these are probably some dark times. That may be what brought you to this podcast. But we adapt. We fall back on some tools. We find ways of just easing things. Just not too long ago, I did a breathing thing on this podcast of just taking a deep breath out, taking a deep breath in and letting it out and almost moaning as I do. And I did that this morning again, and that helped before I got up. It just kind of let some of that pressure off. It was like the pressure release on a pressure cooker, on an Instapot, you know, which is when you finally turn the knob and it just releases and it lets some of that pressure out. Well, I said this one would be short, and I'm already at about 60 minutes, so I'm going to wrap it up under 20 because I didn't want to make this too long, and I'll try to get this popped out here today and get it out to you. But I think my message for this is dark times aren't always all bad, and you need to make the most of them and do your best to get through them as you can. If it's a dark time, or if you have something emotional happening and you need to process your emotions, you need to release them, let them out. Let them out and feel that. But when those dark periods become chronic and seem to stick with you too long, it's important to find ways to lift yourself out. Socializing, maybe some therapy, talking to friends, talking to a good friend. Turn on some comedies on TV or listen to comedy on the radio or something that helps break that cycle of the downness, the downness of it, the darkness of it. And realize that you're going to get through this. This is just another dark period, but you're going to get through it. Things are getting better. Things are going to get better. And start to focus on that and fall back on some principles that may have gotten you here, but you may have left behind you for a little bit. Like for me, meditation or yoga or breathing or exercise or diet, or those things are just some top ones that have come to mind. Everything in life is temporary. Everything. Some things last longer than we want them to. But everything is temporary. And sometimes survival is just about finding a way to persevere through that temporary, I'm looking for the wonderful word to finish that, that temporary whatever it is. I was doing so good, and then suddenly I was looking for the really poignant closing, but that temporary period of time when things aren't looking so good, because things will look better at times in the future, and they might look darker at times, but it's not going to always be this way. This too shall pass. So hang in there. We're going to get through this together. That felt good. I love you all. Talk to you soon. Bye.
Hey, this is Dee. Thank you so much for stopping by and checking out our podcast. I do need to remind everyone that this podcast is for informational purposes only and should never be considered medical, psychological, or professional health advice of any kind. If you or someone you know is dealing with significant mental health issues, please seek professional help. Resources can be found in our show notes and on our website at unevenpodcast.com. Take care of yourself, and I'll catch you on the flip side.